Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? How is your lives? I request the greet of your brethren and wish them the best. Those which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Give them Psalms 90, verse 1 to 8. Tell them what's in there. In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Thank God for the good time He always adds us in His presence.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to use this time very well because it's not something very easy. In the seasons like this,
we
find a good pasture of the word, of the word of God, to eat it and to drinking it on the clear waters of the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When God gives us a chance like this, we want to use it well
in preparations
to profit many all over the world. Our Lord Jesus Christ many times when He was on this world, He was with 12 disciples, made preparations by which we move by today of the New Testament, meaning correct mistakes we made in the Old Testament. Then that we keep moving in the light of life reaching to eternal life. At times he picked out three. Like you read Matthew 17.
And
moved at other major things he showed them. But it was a sign showing. In the 12 always, there are always those most determined.
So
all the 12 were determined. But there were those who were beyond. It is the time you had 70.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the 70, there were 12 determined.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now on the 70, most of them left him, they remained 12. He asked, will you also go? Where should we go when we get the word of life from you? Now we want to use this opportunity. As the 12 stood, and the three who strengthened them, this time we prepare for the entire world, the light of the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven through the word of God.
It
needs us to be very determined.
The
people who see Paul very far.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
No
preparations of God we are in.
Is a Focus of God TV.
Or Focus of God TV.
Focus of God Radio.
Focus of God Radio. In the new place that we have to shift to. I want you to remember one thing. In the beginning of the thoughts you brought unto the Lord, you needed 300 million. Is it not that?
Wow.
You wanted to put your television on the side here. I don't know where you would have put the parking. And it's not only for cars. There's a parking of these running
quick
from places they come from, false religions, false fake salvation. I don't know where they would have parked.
For
you had thought only of television, that if it has come, then it is finished.
Now
where would have sat them? Built your building aside there. You put your television station there. Many times I want you to look always far ahead.
But
right, by April, television would have been there if it was to be there. But God with a broad plan. See, when you tune it on, where are you to put the people?
Baba parking or parking zibetaka kumpi yiko basatulizeta
baba parking emotoka need almost 3
acres. Naba parking awo kutula betaga yika.
Even those parking to sit need like 3 acres.
Oliyoko tuja abantu emtwali jiwera konge na kweta.
Like 40 to 50,000 people.
Usimanyi olaba ulile bigambo bino gugwe binzo kwa byakendero muwendo.
Hear these words and you may be the reduced value within you.
Na yabi ulile ogusose.
The one who hears it the first time.
Ayinja nokutumira na unyine ye unyanyo ne choli
kogwe. Look and wonder what you're up to.
Kubanga ababifuna obupyanga bipya
bwe. Those who get them fresh.
Arabu muwendo nga miti
ivunyo. They see value very high in them.
Kati gwe yabisto kama injo kwa bandira bide ku mutindo mulala.
You may sit on another level and standard. But remember,
abantu jiba ko mukweyongera obungi.
The more people increase.
Obugaga obweche kitundi bwawe bweyongera ko muwendo.
The riches of the product sold the value increases.
Abasome economics mu kitegeera
bulungi. Those who study economics you understand well.
The more the demand.
Demand when it's more.
Value ekoraji.
The value is high.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
N'enjiri y'omusana ogw'okumanya bweri bwe.
When the gospel of light of knowledge is like that.
Omuwendo gwayo mugenda singa gula banga demand yayo eyeyongedde.
Valuable seed more when its demand has increased.
Kye kigenda okubaawera kye tubala naffe tuli mu economics.
Be and which we
are economics.
Spiritual economics targeting that.
Oyina okubanga obala.
You must be calculating.
Ndisinga tutekayo TV.
And if you put their television.
Kubanga wagenzi kutwala ndibane wana tulina ozabu gwe tutunda.
We have gold we sell here.
Kilo ya 15 za dola.
Kilo is $5,000.
Ibaga mama ngeyo wala isi.
That one is cheap.
Inside eri batusera bizabu ebi chupuli.
Sell us fake gold.
Kilo emu ya 15 za dola.
One kilo is $5 million.
Kakati tulaba ze.
Now when you see they have come.
Abade bagaye 15 ngatugamba. Buli obukadde 10 wa dola
buli. We will say it. 5,000, we say it's $100 million.
Anti mama zetu aganti muendo muendo.
But they have shared that the value
nete
is what. But we are not going to sell the gospel. But the problem, you will be.
You will be
engulfed. Don't you see now? Today we shake hands. We meet. We laugh over. Time has come. You look where you pass. Make appointment, it will take a month.
No more
it can take when you've not yet accessed. And you reach
the same.
Show off the person we've been with.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. Now it's not be show off. But you are playing within the vineyard. For you are the first buyer. You want to buy a banana. There's going to come those to buy very expensively. Me too, I'll see you. These are ones who scorn the treasures of God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus, man. Make a phone call, I tell you. We shall see.
Yet
you are here spicing truth. I've given you that as a word of wisdom. You think of that. Beginning, how are they standing? And how do you see things? Still moving without our heading. How do you see things?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus, man. How do you see things? You see them as God sees them. How do you see things? If there's nothing you've lost
for
the sake of Christ and the gospel, don't expect a reward from God. And though we get the reward rich in eternal life.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Our head and say, how do you see things? Lost nothing in this life for the sake of Christ and the gospel. Nothing you should expect from Christ. You don't expect a reward. Reward rich in the eternal life. In this life and that coming.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus, man.
So
want to move on without our head.
But
we want to get determined and commit ourselves for God's sake. For the sake of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness. For the seasons we are in, must be within the deal of God, not in your own. The deal we are in now with God,
deal
the world light of knowledge of God and His glory, as His word is.
Fulfill
God's worldwide promised call on the nation Uganda
and
to prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus. Praise Jesus
much.
Remember Luke 11:33. We were told like this last Wednesday. Let's read we here.
Luke 11:33. Tewali akoleza tabaza n'agisa mu bunya oba munda w'ekibbo wabula ku kikondo abayingira balabe bweyaka.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Tewali akoleza tabaza,
no one lightens the lamp,
n'agiteeka mu kibbo,
put it under the basket,
oba wansi w'ekitanda,
or under the bed,
wabula agiteeka ku kikondo,
but he puts it on the lamp, on the lampstand,
ekiraga emyomusanvu
egya Katonda, the seven spirits of God,
n'emulisiza abayingira mu kibuga kya Katonda,
lightens those enter the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Mukama tubadde mu kifo kino ng'atukoleza.
God, we've been in this place, lighten us,
ng'atufuli
makes us lamps to the world. And we remember in the Matthew 5, starting from 16 downwards, moves on, makes us lamp to the world and tell us, and we lighten nations to see His glory,
to
bring the light of the full knowledge of God
and His
glory to fill the world.
In
that time we've been in this cave, told we've been in the cave of Adullam,
and
we prepared as King David and the ministers he was with
to
go eat up entire kingdom of Israel. To leave this place, go in the other place,
they
will put a lamp seen by every person, where people will come, tens of thousands of them. I want you also draw your eyes far.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
In
the broaden your mindset. The television here, where would have put the people? And the other,
on
those we expected, they
will
be multiplied like 100 times beyond.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We expected
300 billion in number.
We are in the television of a trillion almost.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Radio.
A radio. We didn't expect land then. Didn't expect build a big synagogue. Is it not that?
But
they all come once. Let's shift April and look ahead. And the television in the spiritual, it is on. It came from, because of the changes which happened. And it did happen physically.
We
have to changing many things in the places.
Yes,
even. Praise Jesus much. We have to lighten the nations. Let me tell you, there is one brethren.
He's
in England. He's always on social media and WhatsApp. But they reached and said, did we need to write a book of new generation?
We
put in the holy books. People read of the knowledge of God from today onwards, all days, which comes out from the book supporting Bible under the sun in the much light.
It
said, if you've not begun to write me, I've begun.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
far, it's not on the source to tap. But the what he gets, I don't even know what's moving on.
What
this God is doing to us. Knowledge brought too much like this. Why give us to his level? Knows he gives us as he knows. It's not easy someone gives you as he knows. In human beings.
But
God gives you as he knows. It's amazing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
is how he spoke it as him.
He
began to write himself.
A
book with the whole knowledge of God.
He said, I'm not using holy
of big H. That's the way he understood. Oh, he heard them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in all brethren, see ahead where we go to, and don't look much to people. People think their own.
And
they really think things of God.
So,
and the understanding of God is far from them. To us, we want to think how he thinks.
And
to see things the way he sees them. Let's move on in Luke we hear.
Luke 11:34. Etabaza y'omubiri gwo lyeriiso lyo. Eriiso lye bwe liraba obulungi n'omubiri gwo gwonna guba gujjudde omusana. Naye bwe liba ebbi n'omusana n'omubiri gwo nga gujjudde ekizikiza.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Eyes
is well things how they are. We prove the light of the word. It is filled in you.
This
is in 2 Corinthians 4. Verse 6-7.
But
God commanded light of knowledge of his glory to shine in darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he said that treasure, we hold them in the vessels of clay. Much power will come from God,
but
not from us.
Being
in this place for time, you've come in this place for time that God's put for you.
Christ
put in you light of knowledge, mind, the heart, the inner man, in your work, in your movement, the way you do things, and the way you see things. And if you see them else, and you do them else, and you move into them else,
no,
you've been wasting your time here.
Inside
you have not filled light of knowledge, the light of the word of God.
I've
gotten filled of that light. You can see things how they are. And there are those you have to leave. For getting a reward from God. We first leave sin. Many others will leave aside.
Hinder
us reach the kingdom of heaven.
Use
the light filled in us. We see very well where we head to. Because we see where we are going. Things we say they will hinder us. First of all, to reach eternal life and in the goodness of God in the heavens and earth. Needs you to leave sin. Needs you
to
leave every hindrance. That you reach the treasure riches of God. On this world and in heaven. That reaching eternal life.
When
you see things, if you see them else. You don't see ahead. We don't see where we are. The way we came from, you forget there. People holding darkness in your head. Just see, now they see here.
Right.
But accept them, they have come from far.
Where they
just their surroundings.
It's
question of eating and drinking is what they see.
They
can't even see where we are going at all.
You hold
darkness in yourself. The way you see things. And the way you do things. And the way you want us to move.
etulaga bulungi nga bw'oli ddala.
Shows us how you are.
So tukusaba ekyendo
kimu. We request you one thing.
Mu lugendo lwaffe luno lwetulimu olw'eggulu.
Journey of heaven we are in.
Olugendo lw'obulokozi.
The journey of salvation.
Atuwereddwamu mission wakati mu nsi.
Given a mission in the midst of the world.
Okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Light of the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Fulfill God's worldwide promised call on the nation of Uganda to prepare all nations
in
the coming back of Jesus Christ to reach the things how they are. If you see them else,
who had
to serve God in this generation,
but
can't bring darkness and counsel in the words without knowledge, that chases it before him. Read Job 38, you saw how those words are.
Verse 1
to 5. Say, who is this bringing darkness and counsel
in
words without knowledge? Not accepted even be among those planned for this world. Those gold calls come reason together.
Two, three sit,
agree on an issue.
You
move on, fulfill
so
it. Now in this time,
tukulaba,
we see you. We see the way you see things.
Whether
we shall go with you ahead or not. Or you're given a work, final work on the planet Earth.
Basing
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Or not.
If you're
given a reward of things we get,
God
gives us 100 on earth and 100 in heaven. Balance this scale.
There
many plenty things is prepared for
almost
us. Almost riches of the entire world, they are ours. In the God's final
work
on the planet earth. Eaten, drunk, they are satisfied. They no more have anything to use money for. Though the body is sure as if they are not satisfied, but
they
sit on their bed, they say,
I've
got rich, eaten everything, where else am I going? When they will hear the gospel, show them where they are going. They will run quick.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So even though
we prepare for all those things,
let's
move on in Luke we hear.
Luka esule yekuminemu noru nyiriri olwasa tumwenya.
Luke 11 verse 34.
Etabaza yomubiri gwo yeriso lyo. Eriso lyo lira bobulungi. Nomubiri gwo gonna goba gujjudde omusana. Naye bwe lira bwe libe bi. Nomubiri gwo nga gujjudde ekizikiza. Asatu mutanu. Kale wekuume ng'omusana ogukulimu gulemengo okubeera ekizikiza. Asatu mumukaaga. Kale omubiri gwo gonna bwe gujjula omusana nga tegulina kitundu kimu kya kizikiza. Gonna gulijjula omusana ng'ettabaaza bwe kumulisiza n'okutangaala kwayo.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Abamu kuffe mu ndowooza tulina mu jamu.
Some of us in our mind we hold the jam in there.
Tubula Katonda yatupozinga mu kunaga.
That's why God posed us.
Wano ku bitaala kansukemu.
Say let me hold them on the light.
Mpulire bye mwogererawo.
I hear what you speak by there. If your mind holds darkness, your body may get filled of the darkness, the entire of it.
And
the light of darkness of hell.
But
if you're filled in light, your way means and depicts that. You know, if you fight with you to leave sin,
we see you
not yet seen well, you hold the problem. If you saw hell where you're going,
and
the lake of fire, you have to see sin for you see.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. If you see that indeed,
that
enter God, I live by the gospel.
Take a walk with you,
to hold it and understand it. If you see you lazing about it, darkness is still much in your life.
And
you're lacking light of gospel shine in you.
Things
that we see them. We see heaven. I wonder where you are seeing yourself. You be the gospel. Come see where we are going. Come see how we help our brethren. both in the entire world. You see your brethren go to hell. The lake of fire waits for them.
But
make preparation, save them.
In this meeting,
you're not present.
The
way you see things is amazing. You hold darkness in yourself.
This
is the reason hindering you gather.
A
very clear mean reason before the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
where you see, prove and explain us the way you see them and you do them.
You have
to live what you have to live for the sake of Christ and the gospel. See, you remain home watching the soap.
Olina program yokukungana
obeyo yokusoma fellowship or read the Bible.
Nyinga iroremereddu okwerekereza
ikintu ekyo. To leave that soap film. You were there, it captured your head.
Olingono munakatemba.
You are like this drama actor.
Yagamba.
He said,
"Enyama yansinziza amanyi.
Meat overpowered me." He was in the saucepan when he looked at it.
That
overpowered him, he ate it. The entire of it.
And
they asked him. He said, meat overpowered me.
It beat you,
it did what to you?
That
overpowered me, tempted me, I ate it.
Anything
which overpowers
to
shift you from God or from His gospel.
And
to get time
where you
have done things of God and you do other things in that time.
So if
the conference come, we give you money.
Is there
anyone getting something troubling you here?
God,
you see things else.
How can
you be under something which can hinder you
to
be in the meeting of the holy ones?
And
you miss the gospel of another. But now we come
to
yet
there
is one auntie of mine visited me.
Thought
she doesn't want to come in the gospel. Leave her home.
Why,
Zeka, you can't bring it on me. That you visited my home.
Mumbere wa
that I will be home because
you visited.
Yet there is a work of God.
If
a wedding or a function, you don't call me, I don't come.
And
I didn't prepare it when there is no gospel.
Or with
no program. If it interferes with God's program, I'm not present there. Let's read. We hear.
Luka esule ye 10 nemu nolu nyiriri olwasatu mu mukaga.
Luke 11 verse 36.
Kalo omubiri gogonna bwe gujjula omusana nga tegulina kitundu kimu kya kizikiza. Gonna gulijjula musana ng'etabaaza bwe kumulisiza n'okutangala kwayo. Asatu mu musanvu. Awo bwe yalinga ayogera omufalisaayo n'amuyita okulya emmere ewuwe n'ayingira n'atuula ku mmere. Asatu mu munaana. Omufalisayo bwe yalaba ne yeewuunya kubanga tasose kunaaba nga tannalya.
Kakati olaba ekizikiza ekiri mu mutwe gw'oyo.
See darkness in the head of this one.
Kubanga yali aze omusajja yakabagamba ebintu engeri gye mubirabamu
ekyokuletera ebizibu. Told them the way you see things will bring you a problem.
Omufalisayo kenyini naaga kangende mukeme.
Pharisee said, let me go tempt him, I see.
Amutwale wakanda ye bwali emmere.
Take you home, see how he eats food. Let us read, we see.
Luke 11
verse 38.
Omufalisayo bwe yalaba ne yeewuunya kubanga tasose kunaaba nga tannalya. Asatu mu mwenda. Mukama waffe n'amugamba nti mwa Abafalisaayo munaaza kungulu w'ekikompe. Luke 11:39.
Mukama
waffe n'amugamba nti mwa Abafalisaayo muna za kunguru wechi kompe, nowechibia, na ye munda ya mwe, mujudo bunya zinobu bi. Olinyoruana, muaba siru, oye yakola kunguru siye yakola ne munda, anamurumu. Na ye vili munda, mubiwenga yo, okuba ebyo kusasira. Era, laba. Byonna birongoofu gye muli.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Akati mukama first yakole oba yali arengedde.
Jesus had seen.
Naga kati sigena kuna mungaro ngaliya
ndabivogera. Not wash my hands as I eat. See what this.
Ndandikirawo kubabula.
I begin to preach to them from there.
Kati aloza nkulaiza Yesu zobutana abanga mungaro ngaliya.
Thought ways of Jesus not washing hands of.
Naye amutega mutego na yala bibi ayogera.
He too trapped him see what he will speak.
Asinzira omubulira.
To base there to preach to him.
Timwerongosha kunguru.
That you clean your outside.
Naye munda.
But inside.
Mujudo bibona.
You're filled of all wickedness.
Naga mubashiru mwe.
He said you fools.
Yakola kunguru kuno ne mutima gwe yakola
outward he made your heart inside there.
Era yamanya omuntu wo mundanga bwali.
One who knows your inner man how it
Kaburi
is.
Olaba.
No, I tell you see.
Abamukumwera munkeso kumare banga.
Some of you have hidden yourself for some time.
Angene undaye mutume bwe yisa.
You tested me, go let me go see how apostle carries himself out.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. At times I do what you don't expect.
As
in the word of God, it doesn't contend and you wonder.
Also
says he's going to eat with his hands. Maybe he goes on norms of Baganda. Doesn't evolve this Western life. Doesn't use a fork. Some of you have called me many things. But let me tell you, see. Some of you seem humbled. But inside there, you know what is in there. Field of a battle. You call me, we are going to serve together. Is it like that indeed? Don't you hold your own deals inside yourself? Are you sure we go up, launch this ministry in the world, you will stand? Ministers, they will have $3 million.
There
is a place of corners. You will just go. Apostle Alan, where
you? America.
I'm in America.
When
did you reach? You didn't tell us.
It
was a quick call.
Message
is on very high market.
Return
of heaven, schemes of Satan and many things.
People
demand, call you and money is on the side.
$300,000.
Come give us
just
light for 3 days even.
If
I call apostle and knows of the money.
Remember,
I told you the tithe is equal to the offering, the first thing. The second he will say, man is
given
the ministry, and I'm not the ministry this time. Someone wants to be a manager of the television.
The
advert of beer, at least you play it once. $3 billion. Make it for us. Are you sure we are going to minister together? I don't want you to think things
like
today you see me and look to yourself ahead. Are you still strengthened ahead? You have 50 years and you're still strong like that?
Why
are you in this moment? You think that you're strengthened over this moment. You are calling yourself on the outward.
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus. You of that, let me tell you. People, bodies try to deceive you out that just from you have never realized where their hearts are on. Did he say when you check your inside? Don't you have riches which you have overcome your own desires? If they there meet you, you will not stand. Don't you have anything which is overcome you? But this time, because it's not yet gotten ways to pass, you feel you've overcome it. Time you've not gotten a car. When you get it, how will you drive it? How will you carry yourself within it? Time if you don't have it, I will give lifts to people. After you get it, you see the enter the darkness. God wants challenge you whether you remain, do it, or you'll chase them out. Or you'll teach them how they'll keep that thing clean, or you'll just check them. Let me tell you, you see, if you've gotten a child to birth them, a child cry, you pass them. Children, they shout for us. Now, when you'll birth a child yourself? I don't lie yourself in things from here. Check yourself around. Strengthen the 100 years ahead. Are you ready? Challenge you and remain say, I don't change. Though I've lost and I've made a loss, I don't go from truth. Bible says when the writers vow, don't make a loss, they do not change. Money would have come, yes.
You
give them and they refuse paper. I thought truth has changed them. But this truth has never changed them. Now let me give up on it.
So about Uganda.
Now, brethren,
let's
think,
see things
the way you see things close here, it will bring very many problems your way.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. See ahead, see there. But mostly concentrate ahead. There are things ahead there. Wanted
us to launch
quick, television began.
And
you check yourself.
What you
going to tell your brethren is coming here? Still have those complications. You Wisecking and the others. Murmuring now, those coming, what will they do? They see you mama, they will ask. How many years have you spent here? 3 years. Is you murmuring again?
Have
a problem, but the ministry has a problem. We too shall. Where they will just come, we shall sell them. People have been there for 10 years. They are not yet healed.
Give them
medicine to swallow the word. They put it in their cheeks. When they will leave, they spit it out. They will begin to spot and see you.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus much.
Now,
according to Romans, that is truthful. Romans 16 and verse 17.
Abalumi esule yekumi na mukaga nalunyiriri ole kumi na musanvu.
Romans 16 and verse 17.
Era mbega yiride abooluganda mutunulirenga abo abaleta ebyo kwaukanya
akati Bible yoluzungu ega
English version say
mark them
muba marking you mark them
abaleta bitawanya
those who bring divisions
are tubade tukulaba
bana we've been marking you serious
Don't you think I passed
you doing this? I don't see you. I was seeing you. And I laughed over it.
That's
another if I laugh. Praise Jesus. I try to avoid get angered for his
name.
I passed you two things not right and I laugh. Say, is the laughter real? The Bible says in Psalms, God will mock them. God will
laugh
at them on the day of wrath. You may see in sorrow, and God is just laughing over it. Now it's like this. It's not fighting flesh and blood. Time, light passes of the
world.
Feel to prepare where you're to minister before God. And to minister before God. Seek his people and his children in the world.
Have you appeared
with the character of God filled in you? Even though we're heading on
to
put on the market of the entire world, preaching light of the word of God,
focus TV and media,
radio and many mediums, truly we're still analyzing you. Not sure you can be with 10 people and you reach them in heaven. You feel on yourself to reach yourself in heaven.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So,
look of your household, how you treated them. Can you reach them heaven? You the child, can you reach your father and mother? Father, can you reach the mother and the children? Let me ask a question.
Jesus,
when he was with the 12 disciples,
did they
do things angering on the roads? On the way? How did he do to strengthen them? Except the son of perdition. Which is given a report saying that Lord of all you gave me, none has gotten lost except the son of perdition. Jesus left this world and he had proven
that
disciples, all of them have to reach heaven. What guarantee are you giving me that you reach? Me have done all possible.
Jesus,
while on the world, he says, Father, all that you
have
been, none has gotten lost except the son of perdition alone. The rest will remain.
Automatically,
not gotten lost, they had to reach heaven. Don't tell me any of the disciples went to hell. Jesus, they had given him a guarantee that they will reach in heaven. Told Apostle Peter, I see you're going to be seated, but you will get back
and
strengthen your brethren.
Now
give me a guarantee. Me too, I say indeed.
Well, to
focus, so God, you put it there. Now look.
Look
what you've been getting confusions in your brethren. Some of you have been given people in your homes. See the problem you have. People are we to give you? Yourself never ushered yourself. You want to be an usher here in the congregation of the many. Yourself, you never prepared yourself. You're to prepare who? Every day you forget your pen of writing. Every day you write like a hen, rough work.
Now,
ushering, you're to order and prepare who?
Look yourself,
for you have your chaos in your home.
Oh,
in that head,
at
time you are covered yourself.
Someone
say, Apostle, now what? Why does he leave us?
We
just
take your mission.
It's a mission, we go do them.
No,
when he went to the Israelites, he gets sent from Egypt. As they reached to cross, he told them, decide today.
They're
going to cross to Canaan. Don't first cross.
Let's
make a covenant.
You
say whom you will serve.
Some
fathers in religions you came from,
Madini agobulimba,
fake religions, and the false salvation, or in the sorcerers,
or serve
the living God you've understood. And they say, one, we are not to serve other gods.
We
shall serve the Lord
our God. Beat
all our enemies.
Impossible
to serve God. For
he is holy.
Do things wrong, he will not forgive you. And they said, no.
We are
our own witnesses. That was Joshua 24. The rich in judges. They enter Canaan. They straight began altars of Baal.
Don't
take away your enemies. All of them.
I'm
going to leave them to you before your way.
Every time
they raised
wars,
and they troubled Israel till they had scattered them. But before we cross here, friend, we have to leave everything not right. To live for the sake of Christ and for the gospel.
We're
going to open ourselves in the map of wars around us. And we want
there shouldn't
be any of those nations of the devils
with
evil acts to overcome us from where we go. We told you last time,
we've
been kept by the mercies and grace for time of ignorance. Time ignorance is up from us.
Now
be protected because of light of knowledge in us.
And
much power come from God to protect us, to watch
over,
sustain you with all others.
But
to base on the treasure of knowledge put in you.
Grace period.
Yeah, that is the grace period we've been in.
Be the one
in the grace period to enter in it. And they are protected for their ignorance.
But
you've been here.
Time of being
protected of God, it is passing away.
He
wants to protect you for knowledge.
And
the treasure of knowledge is put in you.
That reads
in 2 Corinthians 4:6-7, that this vessel of knowledge, of the light of knowledge, he put in vessel of clay, much power will come from him,
and
not from us.
You know,
you run quick, you say. Let me go begin new generation in Russia. Demons will not be attacking
me,
for we've been in that system not being attacked.
If
not all knowledge, you hit them on the head. You begin to chase them and they will speak back to you. Now, I wonder how you see things.
But
marking you, it's what you have to know. And to recommend you, need us that we know you very well. If you are in this ministry where we are, don't you think you are in it even where we are going? We may take you from the usher department according to what you have been doing there. In the deacons, we can take you from there. Where you have been ministered, you may not minister there according to what you've been doing from there.
Mm-hmm.
We are still in Romans.
Romans 16:17. era mbega yiride abooluganda okumakinga ngabo abaleete ebyokuwakanya n'ebyokwesittaza ebitali bya kuyigiriza kwe mwayiga mubakubenga amabega abo
tugenda avoid
we going to avoid such people.
Obadore transasage mchibina
brought chaos in the
community
and things stumbling
ngagoya galo kugendo sura abagendo okuja.
You wanted to throw those who are going to come
orwechi zikizi tuwakiriza msana gwake mugwe kati byokola nibyolaba
did accept light new, and what you do with what you
tamdira mbiesi tanza
abalala what you move by cause others to stumble.
Omanyi tuvudde warotuka ko wano
wetulire come far to reach where we are today
na tamdira wakasira katono
that we've moved there at a very short period
tuvudde warotuka wetu
come far reach where we are na
tamdira wakasira katono
moved there a short period
cheuonyesa
so amazing
abasoka na vimanje
tuvudde no we've come from
natujja tutambula
become more all Uganda
tumulira wanone
muvanga
twara rumugene
go here
naye tutambulide olugendo lwade rwanvu
the journey has been long
tutambude omangu
move there quick
obuyinza bomoyo akato
property of the spirit of God
okutuka kubino byo nabe tuogera ko lero
all this we speak of today
focus TV radio simanje takaje kuziba kunganiro
lands building sina
oro zabiba byangu we bitu
think there is a what's been on the way? Perhaps you hold the mentality of Jonah.
Jonah
moved a journey God had carried him along it. And he could not see him. When he reached him in the place he had reached, he began to quarrel. You moved me all this time.
And looked
behind.
He
saw a big footmark. As he stepped in the footmark, not fitting his small feet. He wondered, my feet were
there.
Now someone had carried us.
The Spirit of the Lord.
It has not put us down even.
When
Texas has begun to spit out such outside. For you've been breaking
it.
He's carried you to your current loads on yourself. You are very hard.
You
know there is a tribe in Uganda. You find them carrying their luggage in the bus and the child at the back. And you stop a bus to give you a lift. They enter the bus, they remain standing with their child on the back and their luggage carrying it in the bus. And we wonder, why have you helped this person?
Now,
reaching quickly
reach
when still they're tired.
Kubanga aganyo kujja omwana
ku mugongo. You take the child from the
back.
And luggage is on the head.
Siganye watuka wano.
Yes, you arrived here.
Era kama agobye mizimu
n'ebirala. Chase demons and the others.
Naye bibyo kya byete sikali
oyino. You carry your own burdens. You have a problem.
Ndiri ogena kuba mukongo. Ato ina gushobora kuyamba.
There you will be tired and you can no more help anyone.
We've been
looking all along.
Those
who've been causing divisions.
If you
pass through the congregation,
speak
things not right.
And there are
those who've been causing stumblings.
You
don't fear to do what shames new generation.
Me, go back to
the generation after I've quarreled.
And you
lose the mouth from there.
You abuse.
He's the one of new generation.
I've come back.
I'd shifted a little. Now I've come back.
We
see you later, gentlemen.
And
we're still looking till to where we are going.
All those
enter a new ministry to be proven.
That's
how we shall be seeing them.
It's
not be quick here. You know they prepared me for 7 years and even other additions.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Now we've been seeing
you cause chaos. Put things causing stumblings.
Traps
you, he sends people to your home. And you all mess each other up. No one can order the other.
Two people gives
you others, what are you to do with them?
You
said you are so gentle.
You know
me, when I finish the gospel, I have nothing I need now.
Sweet.
I move out fast home. Yet you're not gentle at all. But you're gentleness. You don't have gentleness in yourself.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
This
the grace of the Lord Jesus. No. It will find me home. Me too, they will pray for me. And they said, be with us all. Me too, it will find me there.
you
have stubbornness of not realizing now let God speak it to you. Needs and things to leave. For the sake of Christ and the gospel, you live and they end today. When you reach, we are praising you, say,
I will
not be in the praise. Let me keep hanging on the veranda. Me too, I get, God tells me, go see. I pass you, we high five like that. And you think it is interesting. You know a shepherd.
Point
he goes on the side, see sheep knock others. Those which trouble the flock.
Now,
gets them out, ties them aside. Being outside means you're stubborn, you can't be in the midst of your brethren. You
too,
you don't know why you sit outside. But because you hold your stubbornness in you. Problem explainable to God. If you see, you sit outside. Knocking others. Now when you're near someone, every time you don't hear scriptures, you ask them, what have they said? It's been John what? John
6:65.
Said, to trouble these people, take your stubbornness, sit outside. If you pass their seat people outside,
ask
their reason, you will see stubbornness is troubling them. Praise Jesus. These names they hold excuses every time. The time they even pinch the child when they are seated in the service,
and
they can go outside for the stubbornness disturbing them. Now instead of giving them rest, they begin to struggle to cry. They say, you cry, we go outside. You don't care. I wonder how you grow up. Maybe you were not raised, you just grew up.
Yes,
praise Jesus. How have you been moving? You think we've not been seeing you?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now look to your brethren. Indeed, they have been seeing us.
And
God
has
seen us all along.
Mm. God is worldwide
promised to call.
Different
how will you handle them without the character, conduct of God?
They will
send you in China.
And
you have to eat those snails.
Before
I preach there, you spit them out. And eat before you don't ask, you eat.
You
see, you are in Congo. The dog is there like a goat. Dog,
you
say, today I'll not eat. I'm fasting. Yeah, the scripture says
nothing
entering someone's stomach which spoils them. Others say, what about alcohol? Does it go in the stomach? Passes out through
urination,
and that smell of it comes on your head.
That's
the confusion. Alcohol does not delay in the stomach. And when you drink it, you go for urination, you susu. The other saint is the saint of alcohol.
It's
what goes on your head and troubles you. Even those who smoke a cigarette doesn't go in their stomach.
No.
Passes in the nose to the mind, the brain.
Have
you ever seen smoke go in the stomach? Oh, it has to get out. If you breathe, does the breath go inside the stomach or it goes out? If you smoke cigarettes,
smoke
goes out in the poison of it goes on your brain and in your lungs.
They
don't go in the stomach. Cigarette doesn't go in the stomach.
The
scripture is on a high level of standard. What goes in someone's stomach doesn't make them unclean.
It doesn't.
The other goes in the stomach, and it's the stomach for time, it's gotten out. That doesn't make one unclean. If you see, it doesn't pass the stomach.
It
doesn't delay in the stomach. Not separated to go to the toilet and go to the
urination.
It just passes in the front. Now see, brethren, all those we've spoken of them,
we've
been among those troubling here. We have been seeing one warming up to work on television. Do you think you have enough qualities for that? You know quality and quantity.
You've
been here in plenty quantity, but you don't have quality. You've been here in plenty. That's quantity. But the quality. Let's read here.
Abaluumi esule ye 10 n'omukaga n'olunyiriri olwe 18.
Romans 16 and the verse 18.
Kubanga abalinganga abo si baddu ba mukama waffe Kristo.
If you like that, you've been a servant of God. Hear what you have been serving.
Abaluumi esule ye 10 n'omukaga n'olunyiriri olwe 18.
Romans 16:18.
Kubanga abalinganga abo si baddu ba mukama waffe Kristo, naye ba mbuto zaabwe bokka.
Obadde oyina ebibalo.
You had your calculations. Look to how you're going to profit alone. Look to Christ, how he profits from. The gospel of the kingdom has reached to how many? Regeneration peace works for me.
Indeed,
we don't spoil much, but we get. Demons God beat them for us. You are on your own to profit alone.
Abalumi esule ye 10 n'omukaga n'olunyiriri ole 10 n'omunana.
Romans 16 verse 18.
Kubanga abalinganga abo si baddu ba mukama waffe Kristo naye bambuto zaabwe bokka era n'ebigambo ebirungi n'ebyokunyumya obulungi balimbalimba emitima gyabo abatalina kabi.
Kakati ekizibu kyekyo.
That is the problem now.
Era mubadde munaabakozesa ebigambo.
Those who've been using words. Apostle has sent me on the basket. Like
100,000.
And some of you come stand where I am briefly.
Okay.
Yet you've been telling me, Apostle, God bless you. Thank you for preaching. After leaving me, you got in the basket. Also, I said, they gave me some money.
Going
to first write and I'll put my sign that you get money.
And when
you
see,
you know, they have tithe offerings, they help us. And they sit. Praise Jesus. Like that. The Lord is done
yet
a work.
He's
not done a work in that person. You have come trouble again. Now you say, where we go, money will be plenty.
I'll like 5 million, 10.
And it works for me that
way.
We are a new generation.
It's you. 100 million
is there. That's all you see. When they reach this apostle, we are with you. We are strengthened, we are on your side. But in the actions,
you
have nothing. It's the one who used to always tell me, Apostle, no one loves you more than me. You reach to him, God say, put television. If you love me, why don't you put it there? And he makes a phone call.
Mutume.
Apostle, come we eat some pork here? I don't refuse.
But
you think we are so praised for eating pork? Stop me understand how you are.
And
what minister in your mind? You minister your belly, not God. You mind your own only.
I
don't know if you understand me well. Praise Jesus. I see you. Want to prepare a good foundation. And we thank God. Prepare better things than what we thought. Preparation of the heart requires a man. But fulfillment is of the Lord.
We
prepared with what we thought. God who fulfilled what he loves most. You had your own calculations.
For he counts
big things.
Put
it there.
Is
one waiting. Don't see how they make television.
Even
when they got 10,000, they didn't give even 3,000. And they say,
when
others get much money, let them offer and give.
So
you
two,
you want me out on those to praise yourself, you've put a television there. You know, you see,
God knows
with your money what you have to leave aside.
Though
you get 2,000, leave 1,000 for his sake. But you say it.
They
get what they give others. This church is rich. Doesn't need to even offer to them.
You
transport the needed. What that you put is enough. What helps another who doesn't have? Now you hinder the work of God.
So to
try to show ourselves approved before God and unto people. Let's read the verse 19.
Abalumi esule ye 16 noru nyiriri ole 19.
Romans 16 verse 19.
Kubango okuwulira kwammwe kwabuna mu bonna kyenvudde mbasanyukira mmwe naye njagala mmwe okubeeranga abagezi mu bulungi era abasirusiru mu bubi.
Where you see something evil,
look
as if you know nothing to do about that. Even though you knew how to quarrel,
it
needs to quarrel. You get silent as if you don't know what's up there. But where they
start,
try to show yourself you're doing good there. But where there is evil,
the
word of you appear as if you don't understand. Where there is goodness, show there is, you have wisdom in the word.
So,
and where there is evil, appear as if you don't understand. As if you don't know what to answer. Let me tell you, there's someone who abuses you and you know of well what to answer to abuse them beyond. You know, when someone brings an abuse, you cannot bring another to be equal to theirs. You have to bring a heavier one. And them to bring another wild one. Heading to Satan inside him. Those who've been on the tail of Satan
began
to go close to his mouth.
Is this Satan?
You come on the eye after the you see in his mouth. And he swallows you. And
he
becomes a servant of him inside him. You know, if you analyze a crocodile,
you
check on the tail, it doesn't mind you. Then it begins
moving
its eye, it entices you to go look to its eye. It opens the mouth
and
you suddenly look in the mouth. It will swallow you up.
Where
there is evil act innocent, you know nothing. Then you skip it and you'll be saved. See people bring troubles.
You've
not heard them. You move away.
So
now we want to prepare well
for
final work of God on the planet Earth. Blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Expected
to be seen on our television and radios. And we are people on the high level of standard as the gospel is, and we too are like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's finish here.
Romans 16,
verse 20.
Era Katonda w'emirembe alibetenta Setani wansi w'ebigere byammwe mangu. Ekisa kya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo kibeerenga nammwe.
Have
you heard well? If we prepare ourselves well,
make
it in the short time.
Satan's
bruise, everywhere he had put his grip, crush and bruise him. You know, I'm moving from here to go on the world map.
Satan holds
grass, he's insisting.
Resisting.
Go to say no. Let me use this chance. Let me first order them. When they will be aligned, I will breathe that crush him immediately. You know what means to crush and bruise something? Have you ever been there? You step on something, you trample it, it spats up like that. God wants to bruise, crush in the entire world, and the number touches us. No, we cannot resist in which way anyway.
Before
he that Jesus passed through the gospel and he wanted money, wants to give it us in plenty. That to be a big
beats,
that they have crushed on Satan.
Yes.
Speak truth, have to be poor.
God
wants to bruise and crush him.
That
says he has to know to touch us.
That's
why the hope is and it's very clear and it is very, very explainable.
I'm
not going to enter homosexual money, neither of any evil. That coming without sorrow.
Ask
rich people who don't have sorrow is in themselves. People without sins. People holy in their hearts.
Can
use well what God has given them.
As
was in the Acts 4.
It
brought in the apostles' feet. It was given as the need was.
And
none of them lacked. That's what we want to head on to.
Every
person, so whatever they have, it's not theirs alone.
You
can use it to profit the others. You still want to thank alone. You want things of God for what? Their money is in the pocket. Ask your brethren footing. Let them keep footing. Now, why has God showed you that person footing? Maybe
you're
in a taxi.
They're
footing. And you say, they're footing for the sake of Christ. Let me leave them. Now, why
has God showed
you? For you to pass them without seeing them.
When you see
the taxi, I'm getting out.
Pay them,
you have go board with your brethren, move on.
You must
see things how they are. How God wants them.
But you explain
different, God too explains another.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you pass them, they are moving for Christ and for the gospel. Why have they been shown you?
So, but
if you immediately stand,
God
ready to do us a special goodness.
Katusemeko wano mo Matayo 19:26.
Matayo esule ye 10 na mwenda n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaga.
Matthew 19 and the verse 26.
Yesu n'abatunulira n'abagamba nti mu bantu ekitekiyinzika naye Katonda ayinza byonna. Olwabiri mu omusanvu. Awo Petero n'addamu n'amugamba nti laba ffe twaleka byonna ne tukugoberera kale tuli banaki? 28. Yesu n'abagamba nti mazima mbagamba nti mwabangoberera mu mazaalibwa ag'okubiri omwana w'omuntu bw'alituula ku ntebe y'ekitiibwa kye nammwe mulituula ku ntebe 12 nga musalira omusango ebika 10 n'ebibiri ebya Isirayiri. Olwabirimu omwenda na buli muntu yenna eyaleka nyumba oba ba Luganda oba banyina oba kitawe oba nyina oba bana oba byalo olweri nyaliyange aliwe wemirundi chikumi era alisikira obulamu obutagwaawo.
Yes, you have
praise you. Jesus much.
Only the chariwa.
You hear what was? To God, all things are possible.
Save
what God cannot is to sin.
For
in him there is nothing like darkness.
Sin is
not worthy to be in him.
So
now we cannot that.
It's
not worthy to be in him.
Praise
all both worthy. He can.
Yes, you have
praise you. Jesus.
Peter, he
took, he saw it had taken 3.5 years. They left their houses.
Let's
read one by one we hear.
Matayo, esule ye kumino muenda, nolu nyiriri olwabiri mo muenda.
Matthew 19, verse 29.
Na buli muntu yenna eyaleke nyumba. Ti, na buli muntu yenna eyaleke nyumba. Obaba Luganda.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. You left a house.
You know,
it may have been a good house.
Where
it was, it didn't favor you to serve God.
So
let me live forsake this house. Go prepare myself for Christ.
Yes, you
praise Jesus. House is good. How can I leave it? I go for Christ. Fellowship.
Another
left the house. We're not renting. They said, let me go rent close to the gospel.
I
see. First, after I'll come back in my house.
Give
it to brethren, be in it. Let me go be in
another.
Many say, let the brethren use this one.
So
many came living things for the sake of Christ and the gospel.
First
heard in Mark.
Not
for the sake of Christ alone. Even for this gospel. The kingdom of God. And the righteousness. The kingdom of heaven. They left houses.
Don't
say all you leave your houses.
But
a reason of the Christ.
For
the gospel and it is necessary.
Please,
as he said, indeed. Our house have left it.
He
said to leave your house.
He
said to leave the house where you live.
He said
Abraham, leave your father's house.
Sufferers,
they don't change neither
life.
Begin your life for my sake. And for the gospel.
Those
who love much their physical families. And they begin to shed tears about their
family.
My family. You are joking. You wait and reward Christ. You are on a serious problem.
Matayo esule ye 10 no muenda nolu nyiriri olwabiri mu muenda.
Matthew 19 verse 29.
Na buli muntu yenna eyaleke nyumba oba ba Luganda.
Oba ba Luganda.
Oh brothers.
Muri mu aba Luganda kale ngaliyo bagala nyumba
yabisa igu kustende. Love them much and the blood was troubling you because of them.
Eranga bakubira akasimu wo Luganda alina ekizibu.
Phone call a brother has a problem.
You
all begin to shiver on your body. You feel malaria overtaking you. Leave them be the way they are.
Move
away, go sell, be this and that serve me. Brothers are in your morals. Your brothers physically.
Brother
in Christ makes a phone call to you. I have a problem. I need like 100 as you've just lived, even your physical brother. Me to have a problem. I need 150. And you have 150. Christ helps you, my brother in the Christ. And you put on mobile. My brother in the village. How is the mother? Okay, let me send money. After I send, they say, the problem, we have the function to worship devils and we are lacking this money.
There
are times you have to leave them.
Money
use them for things not right.
Sometimes
you see they hinder you, stopping you from God. God sell you. You love your mother, your father, your brothers. You're not worthy for me. Love them with a limit. Into the love of Christ you have towards
him.
Neither the love of the gospel that you have to it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Physical
brother, no
safe.
Brother in Christ need help. You have your 150. Give them 75 each, half. When they evil asked you what you didn't stop, but you gave them.
See,
when Christ was hungry, when he was naked, you clothed him when you did it with his brethren.
So
you
go balancing over them.
Learn to balance up life. Christ is better than and the gospel than other things.
We
don't hate our brethren, neither our friends in the world. Being with them, we change them.
They
shouldn't
stick
into our hearts. Reach to forgetting Christ.
Or
watch those of the branch of Christ. The children of God.
And
we concentrate to watch over relatives and leave the spiritual brethren suffering.
We
have to balance those issues.
Matayo esule ye kumi na omwenda nolu nyiriri olwabiri mu omwenda.
Matthew 19:29.
Obaba nyina.
You know you have a sister out there.
And
it became a problem to you. You love them so much.
Yeah,
the man abused her. You will understand who I am.
You
know, we of the monkey clan. Put things of
pressure aside.
You begin to abuse the man for the sake of your sister.
They are
going back into your leopard clan.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you're there indeed.
Please
refuse to live for the sake of Christ.
And
say, I left sin, but there are even other sins, little burdens on you.
Take you to
heaven, you to hold your luggages. Began to be heavy
laden.
I'm about to spit you out.
He
tells that in Revelation 3.
You
neither hold nor cold.
I'm
about to spit you from my mouth.
Rebukes,
neither instructs you. And you go in destruction. In the Psalms he says, Lord, when you keep silent, we die and get destroyed.
Matayo esuli yikumi na umuenda, nolu nyiriri olwabiri mu umuenda.
Matthew 19:29.
Oba kitaawe.
Wali obanga kitaawe omwagala
nnyo. Maybe you love your father much.
Nenge byatuka ku njiri walino tambula.
What reached the gospel you had to move away.
Zinababulirako nali njagala nnyo tatange mu. Simukyawanga naye nali mwagala nnyo 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 nnyo.
But I loved him too extreme.
Era batwalanga baganda bange.
And they took my brothers.
Basengaba bakuzeeko na. Sava wadinona kuno.
I didn't live a single day. You take me where? No generations of the way.
You have
take me on the bicycle we are moving.
This,
even it comes for me, takes me back.
And
the mother's left, gone back to her home. And say, give children out to relatives. Me, I go where? I was with him around 16 years.
And
they have never raised me from outside my family.
What came
told him, leave and go to the city.
I was
in the city for like 6-7 years.
They
don't know where I am.
I birth
children. Till the heart is ceased to be in me. Being close to the Father of the flesh.
And
love him is there.
Concerning
the gospel. And the Christ.
Though
it makes how many calls. Till I finish the gospel.
Some
things you feel.
Yes,
it's no more steal.
Yes,
it's good. But there are things you retain in yourself. They have learned on you. It will be very hard for you to love the many children of God he brings.
Most
of your love you consumed, it was consumed elsewhere.
Matayo esule yekumino muenda nolo nyiriri olwabiri mo muenda.
Matthew 19 verse 29.
Oba nyina.
Ikabi mama.
Even if your mother. If you want to get the reward from God,
don't
limit you and to love your mother who births you.
Don't
enter into the love of Christ and the gospel. Deuteronomy 13 say,
even
if your brother or your mother,
then
you go serve other gods,
do
not hearken to them.
Speak
things we leave God.
If
we go elsewhere. Go help ourselves. My mother one day she saw I'm so poor. And I've suffered much. And she loved me much. She said, my son, maybe you have a way you help yourself.
But
years are many. You're suffering. I told her, you know, mother. If you don't love poor children, you boil, cook poison,
cook
the food very well, give me and my family, and we eat. And we leave you in your world. She looked at me like that.
This one went
inside God. On God whom I know well, and the gospel. Don't tell me your mother. Retain it your mother. Intervene things of God, you get a problem then.
Don't
time abuse you, I hold laws.
That
honor your father and mother. But
that
token breaking the commands of God, I despise it.
I may
not mind you any words.
Yes,
I tell you a hard thing you cannot do.
Like
I told her, boil poison, cook poison. And she looked. She gave up on me.
And
she never spoke that again.
Remember,
she got saved and she fell. Now she's on the way of coming.
What
put her out?
We have
pastors,
they
stole money from her.
She said,
maybe salvation is a joke.
When
the time pastors have troubled her.
He said,
me, I'm on salvation match.
Just
no me, I struggled. Salvation struggled me.
The usual
salvation. She didn't know what I'm up to now. But I tell you this. You have to prove God. All other burdens. Nothing shifts you from God, no matter what it is. Nothing shifts you from the love of God.
In
Romans
8,
4-39, what separates us from the love of God? Seeing sorrow, famine, fasting naked, what new creation?
kugenda wansi nyo ba malaika obagali ba mani
angels of powers
ntura bya manya agati isawa agakayanga
powers
roga kangobereba na ba mani
so let me follow these of power
people
don't see things of God
yet
you want to follow them
or you see them
power striking others down. Let's finish here.
Matayo esuli yikumi no mwenda nolu nyiriri olwabiri mu mwenda.
Matthew 19 verse 29.
Oba bana
newa nkubadde abaana.
Even though children.
Omanyi oluwa abaana bobo olina ovana ko.
Children you have to give up on.
Nga yali mwana wo naye nga yafuuka ekirala.
Your child be turned into something else.
Oba nga mwana.
Or their child.
Naye nga obufumbo bw'olimu.
But the marriage you're in. Once you know fellowship here,
no God, no, 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 no.
Say, my children, where am I to leave them?
You
that salvation is Satan. You have to give up on it.
No God, no, no.
And you say, my God,
what
am I do for my sake of my children? Let me remain, keep my children.
It
needs to leave them where you live.
God
restore them after. Move out. Even the laws of this world, one has freedom of worship.
A mere
man or that woman in the home, how can he take away that freedom? Even the laws is unacceptable.
You get a woman
or your husband,
you
take away the freedom of worship. If you report in the world, if
they
cause a separation in you,
someone
who say for my sake
or
my children,
another
say I've been long in marriage,
but
here's how they see me.
Let's
begin from there the other time. How do you feel things?
Is
nothing you've left for the sake of Christ and for the gospel?
The
reward of God, you will not get it. Of this life and the life coming
to
reaching the eternal life. Leave those
in
rightfulness but not in evil way.
Not
your way but in the will of God. The light of the word. Not done them as you want, as God wants. Then you will see the goodness of God. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.